sixth parak of Hilai Mishnevot, Piskei Ores, Shmoina Ames Va'oil. Piskei Ores, we learned in the beginning of this parak, and Ores is a situation that grape vines are draped over a fence. If the row of vines that are supported by the fence, some of the middle ones dried out or uprooted, then under certain circumstances we still look at it as one big unit. So the Mishnah says that the separation, that the maximum separation that we, in the middle of this row of grapevines that are draped, and we will still consider it one set of grapevines, which constitute a minimal grape vineyard, is the separation of 8 amas and oud, a little bit more than 8 amas. All the shiurim that are mentioned in the kerem are exact amounts. It could be 4 amas, it could be 16 amas, we saw 6 tvachim. Up to that point is mutter, more than that point is either utter or the other way around. This measurement of the break in this row of vines that was supported by a fence is a shear that is not an exact shear. It has to be an 8 and a little bit more. If it's more than 8 and a little bit more, then it's considered two separate units. Eilem Pisgaris, what is the case of this oris, these draped vines that have been separated in the middle? Oris Shechob Emsiyoso, for example, we planted 10 or planted 11 vines in a row parallel to a fence. And then the middle one got removed. So now he has 5 on each side. The question is, do we look at them as two separate units or we look at it as one unit? So, in the Shtaibo, Chomesh, Kvonim, Mikan, Chomesh, Kvonim, Mikan, there were 5 on each side. Im Yeshem, Shmoin Amas, Lo Yavidel Hashem. If there's only 8 Amas separating the two sets of vines, then we look at it as one continuum and you're not allowed to plant in that entire 8 Amas area. But Shmoin Amas Void, if it's more than 8 Amas in between the two of them, then Noitam Gdeva Dosei, the Zareatam, Moisa, such a case. It's enough to separate 6 tvachim from each of the two and plant the rest of it.